Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rabbi Avraham Gold. I am today Maseches Nazir, Daf Nun Gimel, the seventh parak, Kohen Gadol. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that a chetzi kav of bones or a vias of blood renders a nazir tamei. An ancient Malchokas is related on the subject. Zekenim HaRishonim of the early elders, Miksasanei Omer Mechetzi Kavat Samos, Vechetzi Log Dam Lekol, some of them said, a chetzi kav of bones and a chetzi log of blood are the shear for all halakhas of Tumah. Robot Samos were Raviz Dam Lo Lekol, but a quarter kav of bones and the Raviz, which is a quarter log, of blood are not sufficient for any Tumah. And some of them said even a quarter cup of bones and a ravis of blood are sufficient for all tumah. Our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Olos reflect a later compromise. Basin shalachareim amru, chetzi kavat samuz, the chetzi log dam lekol. The basin after them said a chetzi kav of bones and a chetzi log of blood are sufficient for all tumah. Robot samuz revis dam with truma v'kachim. But a quarter cup of bones and revis of blood are sufficient only to be metame truma and kachim. Avolol nazva osu pesach, but not for a nazir to acquire shaving, although he's tame, or one performing a carbon pesach. The Mishnah follows this position because it's a tradition received from Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. Point him to the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that only a limb with sufficient flesh to regenerate is metame through oil. About limbs with insufficient flesh, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein hanazir magalech alehen." A nazir would not shave because of them, even through touching or caring, and they do not convey tumah at all. Reish Lakish says, "Hanazir magalech alehen." A nazir must shave because of them, meaning they do transmit tumah through touching or caring, which is derived on the next daf. Rabbi Yochanan points out that the Mishnah, which only states that a limb which has sufficient flesh to regenerate is metame, implies that one with insufficient flesh is not metame at all. And Reish Lakish responds that the coming Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, which lists cases which do not require a nazir to shave, does not include this case, which implies that it would be metame through touching or caring. And point with you, Bryce teaches about the pasuk which states, "Because sheyigal pnei asad b'chal cherev o b'meis, and whoever touches on the open field the body of one killed by a sword or any corpse." It darshens each phrase to teach what is metame through ohel. Alpnei asada zehamayil alpnei hameis. On the open field, this refers to one who forms an ohel over a corpse. Bachala ze every minachav yeshu lahalos arucha. The body of one killed. This refers to a limb from the living which has sufficient flesh to regenerate where not severed. Cherev har ze kachala. Sword teaches that the sword is metame like the body, meaning it can be metame with ohel and impart the same degree of tuma as a corpse. Oba etzem adam zev roba atzamos, or a human bone, this refers to a quarter cup of bones. Oba kever zev kever sasim, or a grave, this refers to a sealed grave. A burial cavity with no opening, which is a tefach of space between the corpse and the roof, is metame through oil, not just directly above the corpse, but over any part of the burial cavity. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that a chetzi kav of bones or a vias of blood renders a nazir tame. An ancient Malchokas is related on the subject. Zekenim HaRishonim of the early elders, Miksasanei Omer Mechetzi Kavat Samos, Vechetzi Log Dam Lekol, some of them said, a chetzi kav of bones and a chetzi log of blood are the shear for all halakhas of Tumah. Robot Samos were Raviz Dam Lo Lekol, but a quarter kav of bones and the Raviz, which is a quarter log, of blood are not sufficient for any Tumah. And some of them said even a quarter cup of bones and a ravis of blood are sufficient for all tumah. Our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Olos reflect a later compromise. Basin shalachareim amru, chetzi kavat samuz, the chetzi log dam lekol. The basin after them said a chetzi kav of bones and a chetzi log of blood are sufficient for all tumah. Robot samuz revis dam with truma v'kachim. But a quarter kav of bones and revis of blood are sufficient only to be metame truma and kachim. Avolol nazva osu pesach, but not for a nazir to acquire shaving, although he's tame, or one performing a carbon pesach. The Mishnah follows this position because it's a tradition received from Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. Point him to the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that only a limb with sufficient flesh to regenerate is metame through oil. About limbs with insufficient flesh, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein hanazir magalech alehen." A nazir would not shave because of them, even through touching or caring, and they do not convey tuma at all. Reish Lakish says, "Hanazir magalech alehen." A nazir must shave because of them, meaning they do transmit tuma through touching or caring, which is derived on the next daf. Rabbi Yochanan points out that the Mishnah, which only states that a limb which has sufficient flesh to regenerate is metame, implies that one with insufficient flesh is not metame at all. And Reish Lakish responds that the coming Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, which lists cases which do not require a nazir to shave, does not include this case, which implies that it would be metame through touching or caring. And point with you, Brisa teaches about the pasuk which states, "Bekosh yigal pnei asad b'chal cherev o b'meis," and whoever touches on the open field the body of one killed by a sword or any corpse. It darshens each phrase to teach what is metame through ohel. Al pnei asad zehamayil al pnei hameis. On the open field, this refers to one who forms an ohel over a corpse. The body of one killed, this refers to a limb from the living which has sufficient flesh to regenerate were it not severed. Sword teaches that the sword is metame like the body, meaning it can be metame with oil and impart the same degree of tumah as a corpse. Or a human bone, this refers to a quarter cup of bones. Or a grave, this refers to a sealed grave. A burial cavity with no opening, which is a tefach of space between the corpse and the roof, is metame through oil, not just directly above the corpse, but over any part of the burial cavity. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf nun gimel, and our standard simmon is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince for daf nun gimel. So here goes. The Nazir, who didn't become tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and the revius of blood, as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate was lying on the floor, accidentally formed an ohel over a corpse holding a sword as he ran out and stepped out onto a field. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazir, who didn't become tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince, that must be on daf nun gimel. The Nazir, who didn't become tame by being in the same room with the scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an early machlokes about the volume of bones and blood for tumah through an ohel, and our Mishnah and the Mishnah almost reflect a later compromise. The basin after them said, a chetzi cup of bones and a chetzi log of blood are sufficient for all tumah, but a quarter cup of bones and a revius blood are sufficient only to be metame, truma, and kachim. Avalola nazva osa pesach, but not for a nazir to require shaving, although he's tame, or one performing a carbon pesach. The Mishnah follows this position because it's a tradition received from Chagai Zachariah and Malachi. So the nazir who didn't become tame by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood, as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate, was lying on the floor, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis taught that only a limb with sufficient flesh to regenerate is metame through ohel. About limbs with insufficient flesh, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein nazir megaleach alehen, a nazir would not shave because of them, even through touching or caring, and they do not commit to him at all. Rish Lakish says, "Hanazim megaleach alehen, hanazim mashe because of them," meaning they do transmit tumah through touching or caring, which is derived on the next daf. So the nazir who didn't become tame by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood, as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate, was lying on the floor, accidentally formed an ohel over a corpse holding a sword as he ran out and stepped out onto a field, which reminds us. Our Brisa teaches about the pasuk which states, "Bekosh shiyiga al pnei hasad b'chal cherev o b'meis," and whoever touches on the open field the body of one killed by a sword or any corpse. It darshens each phrase to teach what is metame through ohel. Al pnei hasad, on the open field, zehamayil al pnei hameis. This refers to one who forms an ohel over a corpse. Cherev harze kachala, sword, teaches that the sword is metame like the body, meaning it can be metame with ohel and impart the same degree of tumah as a corpse. So once again, the Nazir who didn't become tame by being in the same room with a scary, hairy Nigerian prince holding a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood, as a limb with insufficient flesh to regenerate, was lying on the floor, accidentally formed an ohel over a corpse holding a sword as he ran out and stepped out onto a field. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach chazara. Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes relates to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The hairy butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Tes. The hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir became tummy for a mace mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara said, since Rabbi Akiva derives from La'achiv, that even a Kohen Gadol was a Nazir becomes tummy for a mace mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hedyo, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv le'imo by Kohen Gadol? And answers that if the Torah had written his father, I might say the reason it cannot become tummy for him, mishum de chazak ba'amu, because it's only presumption that he truly is his father, cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, could become tummy for her, and if the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become tummy for her because his yichus does not follow hers, but perhaps he could become tummy for his father, whose yichus he follows. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother, the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumah strewn on the street, Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'eo tumas anazim galeach, for the following tumas anazim ha'shev, and lists 10 sources of corpse tumah. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumah strewn on the street, and not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who was banging on the door get in. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter here, because they should confronting him, because they are confrontational, and they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachos. Sumchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and challenged him by telling him how Rabbi Meir had taught the Mishnah. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The Nazar on the hairy non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The Nazar on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Memtes Amabes had taught that a kazayis of netzel, a substance made of decomposed flesh from a corpse, is matami a Nazar. Here Abai asked Rava, yesh netzel behema or ain netzel behema? Is there a rule of netzel for animals or not? Meaning, would decomposed flesh from a nevela continue to convey tumah? So the Nazar on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed that the steward pouring slow-moving zivite honey into a tamei teacup, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Koa nitzok tahor, any liquid poured into a container of tamei liquid is tahor, meaning the upper part of the stream and what remains in the upper container is not connected to the tamei liquid below, chutz medvash hazifim batzapichis, except for zivite honey and sapichis, a thick batter. Beis Shammai add a type of porridge to this list. Rami Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanna Kamma, yesh nitzok l'ochin or ein nitzok l'ochin, is there a connection regarding a stream of melted foods or not? So the Nazar on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed the steward pouring slow-moving zifite honey into a tamei teacup had a ladleful of corpse dust in the palm of his other hand. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a Nazar must shave after contracting tumah from a mali tarvat rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust. The Gemara seeks to define the shear since the size of the ladle is not given. Chizkiah says, mali pisas ayat, it's a palmful, excluding the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan says, mali chafnav, a handful. Daf Nun Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Nun Aleph is a gnawing beaver. So here goes. The gnawing beaver, that must be more on Daf Nun Aleph, gnawing beaver. The gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses, which reminds us, a braisa teaches Ezu Meis Yeshu Rekav, which corpse has the law of corpse dust that a ladleful is matame, a corpse which was buried unclothed in a marble coffin or on a stone floor, its rekav is matame because there are no other decaying elements mixed in. Rabbi Yochanan said, two corpses which were buried together become an admixture for each other because each is a foreign substance to the other and their combined rekiv is not matame. So the gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses that he tripped on hair that was connected to a corpse, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Chama quoted Rabbi Yochanan, if someone cut a corpse's hair and buried it with the corpse, it becomes an admixture with it and the ensuing rekiv is not matame. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, all parts of a corpse are tame, except for the teeth, hair, and nails, but while they are attached, they are all tame. So the gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses, that he tripped on hair that was connected to a corpse, and landed on a pregnant woman's stomach as she started yelling that her uber is like her thigh. Which reminds us, Rav Yirmiyah asked, is a fetus in a woman's womb an admixture or not? Do we say that since uber yerech imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, for various halachas, it's considered part of her body? Or since it was destined to leave her body, it's considered separate? Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more than Daf Nun Beis. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet that was missing a leg, which reminds the Gemara brings a brice which derives that the shear for a sheretz to be metame requires until he touches a part of them that is tantamount to its entirety in significance, and the chomet assessed it to be the size of a lentil because a chomet, the small sheretz, is the size of a lentil at its creation, so any part of a sheretz this size is significant. The Gemara argues that if a creature missing a limb could still be metame, then a chomet even smaller than a lentil at its creation would be metame. The Gemara answers that a chomet cannot acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs. Only once alive could it continue living without a limb. So the hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, which reminds us, the Gemara poses a question. Does the Mishnah mean a spinal column and a skull together are matame? Or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is matame. The Gemara's first proof is rejected. So the Harry Newby to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet that was missing a leg knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, and then quickly ran to hide at the visiting display of six cases where one rabbi ruled Tameh and the majority ruled Tahor. Which reminds us, Gemara attempts another proof from a list of six cases which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tameh and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva later retracted. The sixth case mentioned was a spinal column and skull combined from two corpses. Now, if a spinal column and skull would each be matame independently, then the list totals seven cases, not six. The Gemara offers four answers. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff does the Gemara discuss if there is netzel for animals? That's on duff. None. Good. Number two, which duff do you learn that the pasuk opnei hasada, on the open field, refers to one who forms an ohel over a corpse? That's on duff. Nun gimel. Good. Number three, which duff we have a question if an uber, a fetus, is considered an admixture in the mother's body or not because uber yerech imo? That's on duff. Nun off. Good. Number four, which duff we want a quarter cup of bones and a revius of blood are sufficient only to be matami truman kadshim, but not for a nuzz regarding shaving or one performing a carbon pesach? That's on duff. Nun gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff you learn the hair of a corpse is not tamei unless it's still attached? That's on duff. Nun off. Good. Number six, which stuff you have a question who is greater, a Mashuach Mochamo or a Skan Kohen Gadol? That's on duff. Mem Zayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff you learn it's a machokas if the shear from a low tarbid rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust, is a palmful or a handful? That's on duff. None. Good. Number eight, which stuff these machokes whether a nuzzer would have to shave for touching or carrying limbs with insufficient flesh to regenerate? That's on duff. Nun gimel. Good. Number nine, which duff does the Gemara discuss six cases which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tameh and the Rabban ruled Tahor and Rabbi Akiva later retracted? That's on duff. Nun beis. Good. And number 10, which duff do you want a Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Bagadim should become Tameh before a Meshuach B'Shemen a Mishcha? That's on duff. Mem Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhamzichu wishing you a great day and great learning.